Hey team, as you all know, we love Disney as a family. The creativity of fantasy, the joy the parks bring our family, the meticulous care and experience the cast members provide, the sense of imagination and wonder and adventure. These are all things that we love about Disney. And unfortunately, just as there are some great things about Disney, it's also no secret that they've been in some hot water lately for a variety of reasons, political and social. And while it may be easy for many families to quote-unquote boycott Disney, I don't think that's necessarily the only option that families have. You know, many years ago, Pastor Mark Driscoll addressed three options that believers have when it comes to engaging with the culture. First, we can receive what is good and in line with Scripture. Second, we can just outright reject that which is contrary to Scripture. Or we can take a third approach, and that is to redeem those areas of our culture that could be used for good or bad. You know, redeeming sexuality, redeeming the family structure and parenting, redeeming our purpose in life. And so that's what I kind of want to do here with some of these Redeeming Disney videos. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'll take a Disney movie or a Disney show and have a little fun with it. I'll look at some biblical themes throughout the movie, come up with some questions that you can use with your family, maybe slide in some trivia here and there, and I'll probably give you an unfiltered, honest opinion about some of these movies, specifically that Frozen 2 was a complete money grab by Disney and was not needed in our lives. So anyway, a couple things. First, I am by no means claiming that the creators of these movies that we're going to look at intentionally wrote in Christian themes. You know, if anything, it's probably the opposite of that. I'm just kind of using this as an excuse to watch a lot of movies and see what I pick up on. And the other thing is that this is meant to be a fun way for us to just challenge the way that we think and how we engage with culture. I'm not asking you to sit down with your family on Friday nights and push pause and have like a deep theological session where you're asking questions to your kids when these themes come up. I mean, you're more than welcome to do that for sure, but I think there are more beneficial ways to disciple your kids and really engage with the culture. This is something that your family needs to consider prayerfully, right? How do we stay faithful to God while still engaging with culture in a meaningful way? And so as fathers, it's our job to help kids discern and learn how to interpret culture based on what they see and what they know about the character and word of God. And so you may be wondering, Ryan, what's first? And many of you also may be thinking, well, it only makes sense that you would do the first Disney movie that was ever released. And I would say that is genius. So here's where the Disney trivia comes in, if you're ready for it. Listen to this question, and it's going to let you know what it's going to be. What was the first animated feature film released by Walt Disney Productions? If you said Snow White, that is correct. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, released in 1937. Walt Disney actually had to mortgage his house and take out loans in order to fund this, which eventually topped out at like $1.5 million, which is absurd at the time. But even though it was referred to as Disney's folly, it is the highest grossing animated film and really single-handedly launched Disney's animated film business. So there you go. Be on the lookout for that one dropping soon. We'll see good versus evil, temptation, brotherly love, maybe some hard work. I might even sing. It'll be fun. It'll be a fun time. And just to clarify, these Redeeming Disney videos and podcasts will just be something that I sort of sprinkle throughout the regular Monday Morning Dad podcast. So it's not a complete takeover by any means. And while I can't sign off by saying, let's go get those wins up, I can say this. Have a magical day.